Kirstie Alley mocks diversity rules for Best Picture Oscar. Imagine telling Picasso what had to be in his fucking paintings. By BenQ on September 9, 2020. Actress Kirstie Alley mocked new guidelines issued by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences stating that films eligible to win the coveted Best Picture Award must meet various diversity standards in order to qualify. The Cheers and Look Who's Talking star compared the Oscar quotas to telling Pablo Picasso what had to be in his paintings. "This is a disgrace to artists everywhere. Can you imagine telling Picasso what had to be in his fucking paintings?" wrote Kirstie Alley. "You people have lost your minds. Control artists, control individual thought, Oscar Orwell." Beginning in 2024, films hoping to win Best Picture must meet diversity standards in at least two of four categories. These include having at least one main actor and 30% of minor actors from racial minorities or underrepresented groups and exploring themes that affect these communities. The rules also lay out quotas for the number of actors, production staff, marketing staff, and interns filled by women, racial minorities, LGBT, or disabled people. Although such standards only come fully into effect in 2024, contenders in 2022 and 2023 will have to explain ways in which they do or don't meet these guidelines. "The aperture must widen to reflect our diverse global population in both the creation of motion pictures and in the audiences who connect with him," said Academy President David Rubin and Academy CEO Don Hudson. "The Academy is committed to playing a vital role in helping make this a reality. We believe these inclusion standards will be a catalyst for long-lasting, essential change in our industry." However, the move has sparked a backlash from various prominent Hollywood figures including actors Alley, Robert Davi, James Woods, and Nick Searcy, who accuse the Academy of interference and pandering to the woke left. "It's about time Hollywood admitted it was a Marxist cultural tool. So Best Picture must be a propaganda film for the left Marxist agenda. They did this in the 1940s, 50s, 60s when communist operatives and handlers infiltrated Hollywood," actor Robert Davi said. "The Oscars used to be, just like the movies, something we all shared," justified actor Nick Searcy. "Woke Hollywood turned, the Oscars, into a weapon they could use against anyone who disagreed with their politics." James Woods simply described the decision as madness. "The Academy has faced major criticism for years, which culminated in 2016 when the hashtag #OscarSoWhite trended on Twitter after two consecutive years of an all-white field of nominated actors. Follow BenQ on Parler, Facebook, or Twitter. You can email him at q@breitbart.com.